From the Opubco Studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Podcast Don't Suck, brought to you by 796 Entertainment and featured here at lookatokc.com.
How has this not been canceled yet?
Best cheap entertainment.
It's good. Best in the state. Anyway, it's July 1st. Can you believe it's already July 1st,
2009? Where has the time gone?
It is already July 1st. We are well into the summer. It's scary. It's terrifying.
Feels like it, though.
Anyway, it's this hot. It's boiling. This week's music was provided by The Work Week again.
Woo!
Thank
yes.
you, Work Week. Thank yes. you, Carly, and all those lovely people.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway, if you want to hear more from The Work Week,
I go
to
MySpace.
Go to MySpace.com /The Work Week. Not /Work Week. That's some loser with only 90 friends, right?
Hey, I'm one of that guy's friends.
You're one of the 90?
Yeah.
Well, that's the wrong one. You want to go to TheWorkWeek.com.
I'm not friends with them.
Well, you should be. They're good music.
Okay, I'm going to send in a request.
You. Speaking of which, I'm Dan O'Donohue, and with me is Spencer Hicks.
Hooray!
Hooray!
There's Brad Chad Porter.
Hooray!
Oh my God, Derek Spitz made it.
Spitz. D.
Screwed it up.
D. Party train coming through.
And then in the booth, we got Mr. Nick Tankersley.
Nick Tank.
Oh, he's taking his shirt off.
Yeah.
Let's get this party started. I'm crossing that out.
Party.
Derek,
I wanted to do something special because it was Father's Day not too long ago, and I got Brad a gift.
What'd you get?
We all got him a gift.
I don't remember not pitching in. I got you something,
Brad. Happy Father's Day.
Oh my God, kiss cards.
Yes.
Kiss trading cards.
High five.
I didn't even know these existed.
Dan and I picked them out for you.
These were the
Hope
old
you like them.
No, they didn't. I picked them out, and they're going to
anyway,
jump in them.
Derek, describe a little further
what we got going on here. Don't open
them.
Open them nice into the mic. That'll sound nice. Do a nice little.
Don't open all of them, though. Save some in the package. It'll be worth more money.
Yeah, you want to save this one.
They're not going to be worth more money in the package.
They'll go from 50 cents to $1.50 in 30 years.
Read a Beckett's once in a while.
All right, anyways, I'll go ahead and say it. Derek was nice enough. He says in the name of the group. We'll let him say that. He went and got Brad some Kiss trading cards for Father's Day because Brad is the proud father of two adorable children.
They are adorable. They're way cute.
Brad, you got a temporary tattoo. I think we might have found exactly what Brad is getting on the back of his shoulder. Permanently.
Oh, it's a teddy bear that is dressed like, which one is that?
Ace Frehley.
Ace Frehley.
That's not Ace Frehley. That's Gene Simmons.
No, it's not. It's Ace Frehley.
Let me see it.
That's the Spaceman, baby.
That's the Spaceman. Look at the silver around the eyes.
But it's not silver makeup.
We probably shouldn't argue about that.
You're cheapening this
you're getting that tattoo.
Anyway.
regardless of who that is.
Derek, moving on. That was a beautiful moment we just shared with everybody. Brad, do you appreciate that?
I can't tell you how touched I am. I'm almost in tears here.
This is a beautiful thing.
Thank you so much, guys.
Moving right along.
Look,
Derek.
This one's covered in blood.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awesome.
You know what? That is appropriate.
Yes.
So Derek, do you have a movie quote Space for Man. Us this week? I want to get in and get in with a movie quote.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what it is. I'm excited to hear what it is.
All right. And the movie quote is...
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity-doo-dahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're gonna stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker doos, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Oh, well, hey, I know
Kiss
this
meets
one.
The Phantom of the Park.
No.
Kiss Me's a Phantom of the Park.
This is
not
one of my
even
favorite
movies.
I know it. I know that movie like I know my daughter.
All right, Derek. Derek, are you going to let us know what that the answer to that quote is at the end of the show?
No. No.
Why
you know
not?
What? I come in every week with a movie quote, and you guys, I play it for you, and you guys are like, oh, no, and you guys joke around, and you don't take it seriously.
We've taken it very seriously.
You know what?
It's kind of a bullshit
leave.
Bit.
I don't,
talking about
you guys
leave.
Don't respect what I do
mean?
For the show.
No, not really.
And you guys can
be
do without me.
What do you mean,
no,
be without
hey,
me?
Hey,
where
out.
Are you going?
Derek.
I'm leaving.
Where
on,
are you
Derek.
Going?
You know what? Nick can take my spot.
Derek.
Think about what you've just done.
You're quitting the show.
Derek, you're not quitting the show. Derek, sit back down.
Derek, come on.
I'm going.
Derek.
I gotta go.
You're not quitting the show.
I've got a lot of things. I'm busy.
What? We're busy.
I'm busy with stuff. And...
Derek,
you know what? You're not. You can't quit. You're fired.
You know what?
You're
fired.
You're fired.
You know what? Leave.
Let's.
Ho ho.
I already quit.
No, you're fired.
I don't understand what that means.
Fired.
No, you're fired.
No.
You can just get out.
Get.
You can just get out.
Get.
You can just get out.
Get.
Dude, he's not coming back.
Good.
Good. He's fired.
Because we fired him.
Where is he? He's gone.
Is he gone? He's gone.
That was the other door.
There was another door.
He's
flipping us off, ladies and gentlemen.
He gave
through
us
the glass.
Bird.
He's flipping us off. Good riddance, I tell you. Good riddance.
He just gave us the California State bird.
Don't. No.
No.
He's doing
no.
things
Pull
that are inappropriate.
Oh, that's just not right.
Anyways, that was nice of him to bring you those kiss cards.
Yeah,
wasn't
that was
it?
Pretty nice.
Appreciate that. How did that go so sour so fast?
I don't know. You know, I'm,
what just happened?
I'll talk to him at home later.
I guess he's gone.
That's
going to
be awkward. You live together.
You know what they say? The show must go on without Derek, and it'll be better.
I only now realize what that means, you know? Like, I've been saying that
you
for years.
You have an appreciation for it? Another temporary tattoo there, Brad?
This one is just straight up KISS.
It just says KISS logo. We should get a wet paper towel or something and put that on your forehead during the show. What do you think?
Would you?
I'm in. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. We'll work on that here in
a
second.
We leave it on for a week?
We'll get the PAs
well,
to do it.
I won't stay on for a week, but I'll leave it on for a while.
Nick's on his way to go get a wet paper towel. It's going to be good audio.
Wet paper towel.
Putting tattoos on Brad's head. Anyway, Brad, you're as good as any. Let's go ahead and go into the Look at OKC calendar powered by Wimgo.
Oh, Wimgo. Is that? What is that noise?
What is that? What could it be?
It was almost frightening yet sickening.
And
but,
exciting.
But I'm excited about it at the same time.
And I'm forlorn.
That's a good word.
I'm not sure if it's a real word. Anyway.
No, it is.
Mondays
it is.
Don't
word.
Suck at the speakeasy.
Woo!
Every
Woo!
Monday night this summer.
Woo!
Don't miss
Woo!
This action-packed Woo! Summer of thrills.
Woo!
Everyone should go.
Everyone should go. Also, we are booking the Don't Suck comedy tour.
Right. If any of you listeners own a venue or would like us to do a show at your establishment, go ahead and get a hold of us at 796entertainment@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to bring our show to your audience.
That's right. Balls are flying.
Dodge it. That was intense. All right. Do we want to try and do this here tattoo? All right. Before the show goes any further... we're going to go ahead and try and put this tattoo. Nice. Nice Foley.
Ooh, it sounds like vinyl.
Oh, give credit.
I learned that from a comedian.
What was his name?
J.R. Brow.
J.R. Brow.
Did a great bit about
how that sounds
about
like
listening
vinyl.
To a record player.
We're about to put this tattoo on Brad's head, and also joining us in the booth is Mr. Nicholas Hankersley.
Nick Hankersley.
Fill in the void left by Derek, which is tough to do.
Spatially,
yeah.
It's tough to do.
Yeah.
All right, Spencer, if you will, please place the tattoo on Brad Chad's forehead. Let me give you a drum roll. Okay, it's taking too long. My arms are getting tired. But
you're not putting it on there backwards, are you?
No, he's not. Okay, listeners, right now he's placing the wet paper towel to the back of the tattoo, the front of the tattoo, of course, being on Brad Chad's forehead. I'm sure there's some time limit to that. What, is it about 30 seconds?
Yeah, I don't know if he's doing it right. He's dabbing. Do you
you're
dab
not supposed
these?
To dab. I think
no,
you're,
wipe.
You
think you're supposed to press.
Wipe
saturate.
And press. Wipe
moisturize.
And press. Press it and stroke it.
Wipe. Is what we wipe it.
Wipe it. Anyways, while you go take care of that, Nick, how you doing?
You know I'm doing all right.
How's your week going?
Doing okay. You know, it's not too good. It's not too good.
Not too good?
I have not had a bowel movement all week.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's
yeah,
Wednesday,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It is Wednesday. I thought I you were on some fancy
I was.
Fiber.
I was. Wait, and
when
I've been doing
when
it.
Your,
and
when does your week start?
Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
That's okay, so you've gone 2 hours.
Yeah,
without.
It's true. It's Muslim calendar.
Well, of course.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're okay.
Yeah.
So the fiber stuff's working out
I'm
for
used
you.
To every 45 minutes, but
what do you take? Fiber Plex.
Benefiber. And they want to give me some free Benefiber. I take it.
Yeah, I'm sure that. There you
I'll
go.
I'll put on your poo water. I will.
They're going to send you a whole case full.
Oh, that'd be glorious.
Is this, now, do you have the ones that are, is it flavored at all?
No, this is, no, no. It's just
it's unflavored.
I don't guys, Evan, look at this.
Yes.
I don't think that could have been done any more perfect.
We got to get a photo. Does someone have a camera?
Get a camera.
Nobody has a camera.
Oh, who's got not even on your
cell
phones?
We need to start bringing it.
Who's got cell phone
cameras?
No,
my camera's same phone's broken.
Are you kidding me? We don't have a... We're in a news organization. We don't have a camera.
I should start bringing it.
There's cameras everywhere upstairs.
Brad, that is...
It'll be here. We'll get it after. Afterwards, we'll get it after the show.
That is the most perfect thing ever.
I can't see it. I hope it's good, right?
That is perfect.
It's not backwards, is it? It doesn't say like sick.
Can
it's,
you see it in the reflection of the mirror?
Sick.
Of the glass?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Doesn't that look good?
That is sharp. Well done, Spencer. Good job.
I'm going to become a temporary tattoo artist.
We'll go ahead and get a photo of that and put it online so you guys can see it, because we wasted your time by talking about it, so you might as well get to see what the hell just happened. Anyway, let's go ahead and move into our Redbox Pick of the Week.
Redbox Pick of the Week. Red box, pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
Brad, this one's for you. This week's red box pick is Pink Panther 2. You want to go ahead and give us a read? This is for Pink Panther 2, starring Mr. Steve Martin, Brad's dad's idol. Go ahead and give us a read there.
When legendary treasures from around the world are stolen, including the priceless Pink Panther diamond, Chief Inspector Dreyfus is forced to assign Inspector Clouseau to a team of international detectives and experts charged with catching the thief and retrieving the stolen artifacts. Rated PG by the Motion Picture Association of America for some suggestive humor, brief, mild language and action, widescreen, closed caption, Spanish dubbed and subtitled, available.
Thank God. Yes. I'm telling you what that sounds like. That's thrilling, thrilling film.
Awesome. I have a different description, actually. Mine says something different.
You have something different?
I actually have a different description of the movie.
Okay.
Here it is. Years after a legendary British comedian creates one of the most original film icons ever to grace the silver screen, an American film comedian comes along and rapes his corpse violently in front of women, children, and most of the viewing public, and leaves... leaves his once popular and admirable career in the crapper alongside Eddie Murphy. Rated PG-13 for the raping of corpses, complete lack of humor, and suggestive humor.
I think you just made all that up.
No,
it's
on
written
my page.
On this thing.
It's written
on
my paper.
Did you hear
I just
moving
don't read
a,
very well?
Did you hear moving a sheet of paper? While
you don't move a sheet of paper unless you're reading from it.
Thank you.
I still think you're a liar.
That doesn't make it less true.
I hate you.
Why?
I hate you.
I just read what was on my paper.
Did you watch the first one?
I think you should hate the people who put that description down for their movie. That you would probably want to talk about what the movie's about. I don't know.
I think they did talk about what the movie's really about.
Right, really.
I hate you.
I hate you too.
Oh, yeah?
I hate you. Have you seen either of these films?
Yeah, I saw the first one.
And
I turned off the first one halfway through. Let me put it that way.
And that'll be your Redbox pick of the week, everybody. That's your Redbox pick of the week. Go out and check $1 million films for $1. Pink Panther 2. Catch it.
Your white hatred is like a summer's breeze on my black brow.
That burning sensation that you're going to feel throughout the rest of the show
is herpes.
That is me shooting hate rays out of my eyes at you for the rest
hate
of the
rays?
Night.
You can do that.
And herpes.
Wow,
I want to go into the discussion.
I didn't know people were so willing to violently defend crap.
Hey, we've got people who stick up for our show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got a person.
Thank you, Dark Architecture.
Thank you, Dark Architecture.
Architecture? Dark Architecture.
Mm-hmm. Brad, I brought in a topic that I wanted to discuss because I recently saw these photos and I thought that you would be the man to discuss them in a fair and balanced way.
I think... Okay, go ahead.
Let me go
I'm
and
sorry,
set up what
I
we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
You're jumping the gun, which is
a
good sign.
Oh, God.
He's like a... Anyway. Tim Burton... was recently announced, not recently, a couple months ago or whatever, was recently announced that he is redoing the Alice in Wonderland film as a live-action film.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
In 3D.
In 3D, that's true. It's also in 3D, and they just released last week a few photos from like the characters and stuff like that. They're not from the set, but the characters kind of in a pose, almost like production stills or something like that. And they look bizarre. Very Tim Burton-y, and I couldn't be less excited about the film. I couldn't be less excited.
If you want to start a conversation about raping corpses, let's talk about Tim Burton for just a minute.
Yes.
Every original piece of work
I love
that
the
Tim
movies
Burton
he does where
done.
He rapes corpses.
I know.
Every original piece of material that he has ever created is brilliant. I loved Edward Scissorhands. I love
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas, The Corpse Bride, it's all brilliant. When he takes somebody else's work, he does things to it that are unspeakable. I hate him to the core of my being. I almost got beat up walking out of Sleepy Hollow because I couldn't contain my disdain for Tim Burton.
Who's
going to
fight you over
Sleepy
Hollow?
Exactly. What? Like what?
That was a popular
movie.
Are you
dedicated to the source material of Sleepy Hollow?
Yes, I believe with every ounce of my being. Every ounce of my being, that if there were any justice or a god in the universe, Washington Irving would come back from the dead as the Headless Horseman and kill Tim Burton.
Wow.
What about Planet of the Apes?
Oh, my God! Planet of the Apes!
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Who directed that? Yeah. I don't know.
Planet of the Apes. How do you rape a corpse? Planet of the Apes isn't even good. Like,
well, that's...
It's bad.
The first one?
Yeah.
The first one's great.
No. The new one you're saying is not any good.
Like it's not even a good film. Like it's not even like
I would blame Mark Wahlberg for that.
No, I blame
Let Mark Wahlberg be involved in this atrocity?
Yeah.
He did extras.
Go to the source. Go to the source. It's Tim Burton's fault. You know what Tim Burton was going to do? You know what he almost got away with? He almost made a Superman film and cast Nick Cage as Superman.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, the whiny scary. Superman. Like the reluctant kind of like menopausal Superman.
Like, and people hated this version that did come out. Just think of if you had a little old Nick Cage like hobbling around in the cape.
Let me tell you where Tim Burton did hit a home run with somebody else's ball. The movie called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate
Factory. Oh, you can!
My God!
I have
get
to
rid of it.
Can you feel
Gene Wilder just dry, boring?
Oh my God!
Awful.
I'm about to
Willy Wonka.
I'm about to throw
Is he going
to
sing again? Oh, no.
I don't know what to do.
They finally
I feel like fighting. I want to fight you.
Of that movie.
I want to fight you.
They made it smart, which I was really happy about. Because the first one is just...
We are
it's
going
just
to
like,
fight.
It's like picking your nose and farting at the same time. It's like what the first one's about.
Brad, I'm going to make a guess here.
But what can you do with Gene Wilder?
I think
he's kind of a real. He's on a dead end.
I think Nick's pulling your leg, and I think you need to stop, Nick. Even though I'm enjoying it, Brad's gonna have a freaking heart attack and a brain aneurysm all at the same time and a stroke.
That's because he's old and he doesn't have hair.
Gene Wilder is a comic genius, the likes of which, stupid. I don't even remember his name anymore. Johnny Depp.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't carry his jockstrap.
Well, now here's a little silver lining.
Comedically. You jockstrap when you do comedy?
If you're any good. Now here's a silver lining. Johnny Depp will be playing the Mad Hatter in the new film. So they released a picture of him. He's all painted up and he's got red hair coming out the side. He looks terrifying. And
who's Anne Hathaway?
She's Alice.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to see it now. I don't
Alice.
Care.
She's really weird looking too.
Yeah,
she's all
what?
Pale
pink.
And like white hair.
Or,
does she get
the
naked?
White hair.
Yeah, this happens in the original Alice in Wonderland. It's like a 25-minute makeout scene with the Queen of Hearts. Okay.
The Queen of Hearts is played by
Lewis Carroll. Is that right? That right? Yeah, yeah.
No, through the looking glass.
Big lesbian fetishist.
Count me in, boys.
The Queen of Hearts is that one girl that Tim Burton uses all the time.
Oh, yeah. Helen Bonham Carter.
Yep.
She's Queen of Hearts. They released those
they
three
married?
Pictures.
Yeah, they are married. Yeah.
Did they actually get married?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew she fostered a... Or he fostered a child.
I like Tim Burton. I want to like Tim Burton. Let me put it that way. I want to like Tim Burton. Movies like Edward Scissorhands make me want to like Tim Burton.
I want $1 million.
Pee Wee's Big Adventure is good. First
Pee-wee. I almost liked Big Fish.
Excellent.
Oh, Big Fish.
Big
I like that a lot.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's cute.
Like, I almost liked it. Like, I don't know what there was about it. Like, I should have loved it, but for some reason I didn't. I don't know why. It was really pretty and really kind of fun, but I didn't. I don't know. One of those movies I was just like, eh.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a thud.
Why do some directors like Tim Burton and Johnny Depp, David Fincher as, you know, use Brad Pitt in two movies? Like some directors like pair up with
actors.
These actors and that is it. That's like they
most
get hold
directors,
of
if you think about it, do that. Almost all
but
directors.
Why?
Scorsese hasn't not cast Leonardo DiCaprio in a movie in like a decade.
Yeah, Scorsese has another one coming out with Leo. It looks really cool.
Tom Hanks and Robert Zemeckis.
Tom Hanks, because I think it's Tom all
Hanks,
about.
Hey, Tom Hanks is working this pretty well because Tom Hanks is buddies with
Ron Howard,
Steven Spielberg, and Robert Zemeckis.
Right. No, he's
like he has a pretty good chance of being in a movie.
Well, in the thing, he's
the biggest
most,
film
at
any time.
He's the most talented of all those people, too. Yeah. I'd say.
I would say this, Spencer, to answer your question, just from my limited experience working on movies, it's. As soon as you find people that you can communicate an idea with and they can execute it for you in a satisfying way, you don't stop working with those people. Most of these directors use the exact same cinematographer, use the same art director. I mean, if you look, there's like it's a crew that moves like through films. That's not like a 100% rule, but that happens a lot when you follow like crew members. They usually work all the same films
together.
And
it really is just the path of least resistance thing where you, you know, where you just, I already know how to talk. I know how to say what I want him to hear.
Well, and you can trust the actors to sort of come up with something on their own. You know, like, you know that they're going to
more creative.
They're going to bring something to the table that is very collaborative and original.
Okay, Dan, let's sometimes. Say you.
By the way, the funniest line in any film last year was the Simpsons movie when Tom Hanks said the federal government doesn't have any credibility left, so they're borrowing some of mine.
Funniest
thing that I've ever heard.
What were you going to pose a hypothetical?
Yes. Okay. Let's say, you know, you've got your degree, fine arts.
Yeah.
You know, you're good behind a camera.
Yeah.
Which person in this room would be your go-to actor?
Does Derek count?
I think
he
might have left. Yeah. This, I think he might have quit the show.
In this room, I said.
In this room? Well, Nick's pretty witty and would come up with a lot of good stuff that's crazy that I could never think of, which I appreciate.
We all could do that.
Yeah. Brad, I'm going to have to go with, I don't understand what you're covering. You look like okay.
I'm covering up the right answer.
I'm going to go with, I'm going strictly on who would draw the biggest crowd, and probably Spencer Hicks.
Yeah.
You know
what?
That was
the most masturbatory.
I would go with Brad.
You're to go with Brad.
I got Brad.
You and me.
I have a reason.
What's your reason? I didn't even go into my reason necessarily.
Spencer's too traditionally good looking. And the thing is,
no one has ever said that.
Yeah.
I've never been so insulted to be chosen for anything.
No. You gotta let me finish up here. You want like
it's gonna get worse.
It's gonna get worse. with an actor, I think you want to choose somebody. For me personally, I want to go with somebody who has to earn the audience's trust a little bit.
What did I say?
But the thing about it is. Physically, like we talked about with Derek, physically, there's something about them that it's off center. It's not your traditional I'm a Hollywood good looking person. And so I think that Brad's characters are going to be present a little bit more of his worldview, which is a little bit angrier, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really honest to God, and I'm getting a little bit serious here.
I'm about to cry.
Yeah. Well, he has
a
magnificent penis.
That's true.
Spencer,
I'm not gonna,
Spencer's is a 7. Don't get me wrong. I'm not turning it down if it shows up in the rain. But
right.
You know what? I agree.
But I'm driving 2 hours to get to Brad.
Well, here you go. Well, if I wanted to make a film that would appeal to an indie audience about an angry man, there's no question. You choose Brad, and people would love him. But if I want to make like a $5 million film that I want girls to go see, I'm gonna cast Spencer. No offense to either one of you. Let's move on.
I'd just like to point out, almost more for spite than any other reason, that $5 million picture is still an indie film.
Yes, it is.
If you wanted it to be a profitable $5 million indie film,
a $5 million film,
you go to hell, Spencer. You go to hell.
No, I do agree. $5 million is still an independent film, but I'm comparing it to what we would normally, $50,000, $100,000. $5 million looks pretty huge compared to what we usually work with. Speaking of which, Let's go ahead and get into Spencer's joke of the week. How about that? Let's go ahead and get into Spencer's joke of the week.
Oh, man.
Spencer's joke of the week.
It formerly feels good to be on the throne again. You know?
Doesn't it?
I've actually...
Hold on. Brad's being obnoxious. Hold on.
I'm not being obnoxious.
Oh, no. Brad, did you have something to say?
No. No, I didn't want to interrupt the flow of the show or anything.
Shut up.
Oh, no. We interrupted the flow of the show about 10 minutes ago when we started, you know, having our little cry hug fest. So
it's a good
I'm just
point.
Saying, I don't know why, you know, why Spencer just all of a sudden gets his segment back.
Because it's his, he won it.
I
Do
won
we
it last week.
It? All right, we're not going to waste any time here. You go listen to last week's show.
And you'll find out.
You'll find
the
out.
The proof
sir.
Is in the pudding, baby.
I'm gonna step back. I'm going to let you have this, but I want it communicated.
You're not letting him have anything.
I want to communicate.
I earned it.
That I'm not challenging you this week. I'm just going to step back and let you do your thing.
For the record, you're not letting him have anything. He
I
beat
want
you
it.
For it
for
last
the record,
week.
I'm allowing that.
You're not up for a title fight right now.
No.
Got knocked down. You got to go do joke of the week against like some hacks. I don't have anything.
He's got to go back to joking off by himself. In the corner.
That's fine. No. Go ahead.
Spencer Hicks, do you have a joke for us this week?
I do.
Funny.
I have one joke for you guys.
One joke would be lovely.
Really?
Lovely.
Brad, you see how I pulled these two stools together? This is my throne. Okay.
Spencer is now sitting betwixt.
I'll allow it.
Two stools.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
So just the normal
So here's one. Here's the joke. Okay. A convict is brought into jail, prison, first day, and he's sitting in the courtyard, you know, during break, just crying, sobbing uncontrollably. You know, an old, ruggedy veteran prisoner played by an old black man comes up to him and says, hey, you know, what's the deal? Why are you crying? He's like, oh, I'm just not right for prison. This isn't going to be bad. And he's like, well, no. You know, prison isn't so bad. Like, let's see. Like, do you like movies? Do you like going to see, like, movies? And the guy, you know, kind of stops crying a little bit and says, yeah, I love movies. The old wily veteran black guy says, well, you're going to love Mondays. Mondays we have feature films. We all get to watch them free charge. You know, just sit down. It's a great movie. What about steak? Do you like steak? And, you know, the young prisoner's like, yeah, I do. I actually like steak a lot. He's like, Tuesdays, every Tuesday at lunch, we get a nice steak. We get some potatoes. It's pretty decent, actually. It's not bad. What about baseball? Are you a fan of baseball? And the young prisoner guy's like, yeah, I do. I like baseball a lot. It's like, we've got a league. Wednesdays, we play our games. We each play three games, and Ray and Robin win. Now, one more thing. Are you a homosexual? And the young guy says, no. Well, then you're probably going to hate Thursdays.
I want to go to prison.
It's fine. It's a good joke.
Yeah, that was a good joke.
That was a good joke.
Okay, I've got one more just to spite Brad.
Wait, no, you got a second joke?
Just to spite Brad.
Wow. Because the first one went so well.
Okay, this woman goes into her gynecologist and puts her up in the stirrups or whatever and, you know, takes off the underwear or whatever and goes, wow, what a hole. And, the young lady's like, what? Why did you have to say it twice? The doctor says, I didn't. It was the echo. Okay, this young boy is out trick-or-treating one day and knocks on this guy's door. And the guy's like, oh, you're so adorable, little pirate outfit. What are you? And the little kid says, I'm a pirate. Rawr. Gotta have some candy. And the man with the bucket of candy says, well, if you're a pirate, where are your buccaneers? The kid looks up at him and says, they're on the side of my bucking head.
I've heard that one.
That got a little chuckle out of
you. I've always liked that joke.
No, you know, they're fine jokes. If you're a sexist, you probably are Jesus. Laughing your ass off right now. I get that. I get there's an audience for that sort of
women
thing.
Women should be paid less. Sorry.
Oh, do you know what the motto of the Greek army is? Never leave your friends behind. Okay, you go to hell.
No, it's a good joke if you're a homophobe.
Which clearly you are.
What's the difference between the Rolling Stones and a Scotsman?
What?
The Rolling Stones say, hey, you, get off of my cloud. And a Scotsman says, hey, McCloud, get off of my you. Like
That's a female sheep.
Yeah.
A you.
E-W-E.
Okay. Anyways, Spencer, thank you. Those jokes were wonderful. Don't listen to Brad. He's got a little bit.
I'm a little discouraged. I need a joke of the week.
Well, we can play a game.
What game you got?
You got a game?
It's a little game I like to call What Am I Rubbing the Microphone Against?
Oh, sweet. Yes, the nation. The triumphant ladies and return. Ladies and
against
gentlemen.
What am I rubbing the microphone?
Oh, I love this game.
I'm going to hide behind this person we've built.
Ready?
Yes.
All right. I need to get up on the stand.
I'm getting in the soundproof
booth. I need to get up on
booth.
A stool because I don't think I can reach what it is I'm going to rub it against unless I get up on the stool.
Okay. You just keep going.
Okay. Everybody. Here we go. Nobody's looking. Here we go. Does anybody need me to do that again?
Yeah.
Just one more time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Here we go, here we go.
I need one more time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I think what? I know what it is.
Against
guys.
What? Was I rubbing the microphone?
Okay, guys.
Wait, it was firm.
It was firm. It was, yeah.
I think it was,
there was
I think
a lot
he was
of tension between the microphone.
His shoe, the bottom of his shoe.
That's what
it.
I thought too. That's what I thought too. That's,
his
I'm
shoe?
With you. I'm
yeah,
with
that
him.
Was clearly what it was.
I'm going to go for,
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I'm going to go for elbow pit.
No, that doesn't make a squeaky
I'm
noise
going
like
for an
rubber.
Elbow. Yeah, what do you mean?
Shoe.
Sounds nothing like
elbow
it.
Pit.
It's not the same at all.
You're going with shoe?
Shoe.
1982 presidential election.
Oh, that was going to be my second guess.
It was that plasticky sound.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It was. It's. I keep it way down low. But,
well,
yeah.
You have to.
Yeah,
that's why I had to get on the stool. Excellent, excellent, Nick. Thank you for doing that.
I'm glad I could help.
Since Derek did leave, I'm going to go ahead and finish up Derek's movie quote of the week.
Oh, I can't wait to know. I think I know what this is.
Let's play it again.
Okay.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips of dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Excellent quote.
Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
You're very close. Does anyone else have a guess?
That was actually the 2002 presidential election.
Close. Nick, would you like to venture a guess real quick?
Hamburgers?
It was Joe Dirt, ladies and gentlemen.
Joe Dirt.
Don't try to church it up.
You're going to sit here owning a fireworks stand and tell me you ain't got no screaming memes, no flying cat bunghole chasers, with or without the scooter sticks.
That's true. That you were repeating the quote. That's what the quote
exactly,
was.
Verbatim.
Oh, audio
well,
magic.
Thanks again, Derek, for getting that for us. You're such a
good riddance.
Good riddance. I say that's a fine place in this show, gentlemen. That's a fine
Whoop.
Place.
Whoop.
No one disagrees. Good. So, thanks to all the listeners for keep checking in on us. We appreciate it. You're why we do this show. No, it's not. I do the show to listen to Nick rub stuff against things. That's why I keep showing up. But anyways, thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the Work Week again for letting us use your music.
Work Week! Work Week!
Again, go check them out at myspace.com/TheWorkWeek. They're playing all over the state. So go and try.